There goes the full-time whistle. It is all over here at the Inala Park in Letterkenny. And for the fourth time in the last six seasons, the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship has been won by Setanta after extra time, defeating Berta on a final scoreline of 120-18. It was a 5-point win in the end. It was a really, really gutsy performance by Berta, who of course came from 4 points down 10 minutes into the second half to force extra time. But in that extra time period, the big players for Setanta all stood up. The likes of Jerry Gilmore scored a couple of points. Davin Flynn got that all-important goal. The likes of Coulter also involved as well, and Danny Cullen. The experience of being in so many finals in recent years, very, very much telling. The big players for Setanta coming through in extra time as they lift the Munster Cup once again, as we said, for a fourth time in six seasons. And the title is heading back to the Cross, and on that extra time performance, I suppose, deservedly so, Eugene.
Yeah, deservedly so. Like, you know, it, as I said, it was nip and tuck all the way through, and you know, they just, as you say, in extra time, just that bit of quality, and you know, they just found this pockets of space, and you know, the inter-county stars there stepped up. Davin Flynn, Declan Coulter, Danny Cullen is very solid. Jared Gilmore. But look, Burke can take fierce heart from this performance. Like, young players lost Christopher McDermott there for whatever happened. I didn't quite see it. Young Kieran Bradley went off early in the game. But look, they've a lot of good young talent there. Like, and you know, today they're just not that far down the road. But look, they're a coming force again, you know.
Yeah, just a mention on Liam McKinney. He was the man of the match today, and it doesn't happen very often when you get a man of the match on the losing side. He scored 12 of their 18 points. He didn't miss a free, I don't think, the whole afternoon, or a 65, Eugene. And for a young man, there was serious pressure on his shoulders, but he handled that pressure very, very well, and a deserving man of the match.
Oh, in my book, absolutely, 100%. A young fella there, you know, when Setanta were pulling away, he stepped up and he took those pressure frees and he put them over. And that one there at the end, like, you know, to bring it to extra time, no, fully deserved man of the match. And I know it's kind of not traditional to give it to the runners up, like, but no, full deserving of the award is today.
Okay, and just finally, Eugene, I know we have to go back to the studio because we've got the obituary notices coming up shortly here on Highland. But as for Setanta, they have bounced back, and it's a fourth and 6 years for them, and they're just showing again that they're still the dominant force in Donegal hurling.
Oh, absolutely! No, the quality throughout the field there, and even their bench, young Ward came on there, and he, you know, he thundered into the game, got three or four great balls, and drove it on. But look, they're going into the Ulster Junior Championship now, and they'll be a force to be reckoned with there.
Okay. Eugene, thanks for joining us today for the first time on commentary. Very, very solid job. Well done. Good to have you on board. Eugene Organ there, former Donegal player and former St. Eunan's manager on the commentary team on Highland, and of course on DonegalGAA.ie as well. We're going to hand back to the studio in Letterkenny. Just to let you know, we will have reaction pieces from this victorious Setanta side available on our website, HighlandRadio.com, later this evening. Hope you enjoyed the coverage. We go back to the studio and say a very good evening from the O'Donnell Park.